Cray Twins. Look, on that up there boxing, look, Reggie Cray's here.
Yeah.
Ronnie Cray, how much to get in? Look, 3 and 6 months.
Oh, Ron Cray, Reggie Cray, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so they did box?
Yeah, they are, look. They're all dead now, love.
Yeah, oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
All dead.
Did you know them?
Did I know? I went away for 5 years over. One of their minders.
Was you a naughty boy, Harry?
Yes. He was a liberty taker. They sent someone over. What he was going to do, I had a club on the Sid Cup bypass. Right? I had a club at further on.
What was the name of your clubs?
I had the Harper Inn pub at the bottom of the road here. You know the 999 club?
Yeah.
That was mine for 25 years. Yeah.
So you've always done sort of good community work.
I had
work.
The one on Lewisham Hill. I've always looked after the old people.
What, even when you were young?
Yeah. Because I realise, I don't know why, but don't worry, you know, I was a bastard. Don't worry, I was fighting and all that.
So tell me where you were born.
Deptford.
Where? With us? So you remember all this when all the houses were before
it
was all knocked down?
Yeah, of course I do. I remember when they had all the showgrounds and all that down the high street here and all that.
What's that?
In the showgrounds, all the things on the feet. When you drive the little cars and all that. Yeah, I can't think of the name.
The Dodgins.
Anyway, that was over the road, that was. And as I said, we were born in Deptford and I was born in Edward Street. You know Edward Street?
Yeah.
Now keep this yourself. We lived in an house where the walls were so thin. We used to dip our bread in next door's gravy. Anyway, long story, love. I've gone on, I've done this. I haven't been an easy life. I've had TB, I lost a lung swimming under a boat when I was 18, showing off at Windsor. And all the soldiers were billeted down there. And when I come up the other side, like come to get me, you're in the pub on the pedals. Silly. Leave it at me, and all that. And I lost a lung. They put me in a hospital in Swanley, Kettlewell, yeah. I was in there for about 3 years, yeah. Nearly 3 years. Yeah. Well, 2 years. And a quarter, and the others in bits and pieces keep going back there, yeah? And I had cancer of the bowel, so I've been around and I've had it.
So just about your mum and dad?
Well, my mum was the best lady ever lived.
What was her name?
Charlotte. She said my dad's dead, his name was Harry. Yeah. Both. My mum, I've got to say, I loved them both, but my mum was number one. She lived in Cherry Garden Street. She had 6 sisters and 5 brothers. Yeah. All went to war. All of them, yeah.
All come back all right?
No, 5 of them never come back.
Is that the First World War or Second?
Yeah, first. All them years ago.
Did your dad go to war?
Yeah.
The Second World War?
Yeah, in the Navy, Second World War. Yeah.
What are your memories of the war?
Well, I was evacuated, and I remember going into a shelter in Lewisham Way, just outside the library, they had a shelter, right underneath them. We used to go under there and sleep there. But 200 people there, you know what I mean? It's packed, all sleeping here and kept them away from the bombs, they thought. It was there and I went everywhere, love. I went to Mansfield, evacuated, yeah. They put me in a place called Mansfield. They looked after me, got them in.
How old were you then? How old were you in the war? When were you born? What year?
1933.
40. Oh, you were seven?
About that.
Yeah.
Something like that. I can't remember.
Oh, you two, so you were quite young, actually, to have any, like, a lot fixed memories of the war.
All I know is that they put me in a bus, on a train, and just sent me away. No mum, no dad, no gran. And they sent me to a place, I'm trying to think, called Mansfield, yeah? Yeah, all that way out. And when I got down there, they went, and they was a miner in the minefield there. And I got there during the day, and the lady said, "What's your name?" I said, "Harry." She said, "Harry, I'm your new mum." I said, "Oh, yeah." She said, "Daddy will be in soon." Anyway, when he come in, oh, he was black as before he'd been painted. All the coal come home filthy and used to have a bath because they didn't have this shower then. He came home and went, "Hello there, I'm your new daddy." I thought, "Oh dear," I thought, "it can't be happening, fight me," you know what I mean?
Mm.
Anyway, he once he had a bath and all that, God, they were two lovely couples. They looked after me and then my grand come down and my mum and all them and one of her sisters and they got a place down there, yeah, in Godalming. And I come away from that lady then and I went to live with them. I went to see with my mum then, you know what I mean? But I've been around, I remember the war so much. We got bombed out at Charterlows Road, up the road there. And everyone was fighting. I lived in St Donnet's Road. Can I remember it now? You're doing this. I lived in since 42 St Donnet's Road. And at the back of our garden was a great big thing. It's the college. You know the college? The college there, what was it?
Oh, Goldsmiths.
Yeah. Well, that's where, you know where I told you I lived, that road?
St Donat's, yeah.
Yeah. Well, at the back of there, that's where it was. And all the airplanes used to land there. There were two or three airplanes that could land there. You with me?
Yeah.
Oh, it was great. And I used to sneak out, then I'd go and get under the bushes and look at them. God, it was great.
In the grounds of Goldsmiths?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they got the big green, haven't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. You wouldn't believe it. All them years ago, it's Goldsmiths. And we used to look, bottom of our garden, we had a little voice, and look over the wall, and just watch what was happening.